Yeah, the Chicago Tribune, says acoustic guitarist Muriel Anderson, has justifiably gained a reputation as one of the world's best and most versatile guitar instrumentalists. Les Paul said, just one hell of a great player. Yeah, she's one of the world's foremost fingerstyle guitarists and harp guitarists. Muriel Anderson is the first woman to have won the National Fingerstyle Guitar Championship. And her obvious joy of music, humor, and facility across musical genres is revered by guitarists and audiences worldwide. She's recorded with country legend Chet Atkins, performed in New York with Les Paul, and at Chicago's Orchestra Hall with the Chicago Symphony, and in Tennessee with the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. And she's host and founder of Muriel Anderson's All-Star Guitar Night, the premier music event at the semi-annual NAMM Music Trade Shows, also the founder of the Music for Life Alliance charity. Got to tell you guys, I was introduced to Muriel Anderson a couple of years ago and became an instantaneous fan. And since that time, I've been saying, Muriel, when are you coming to New York? When are you coming to New York? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to introduce you to Muriel Anderson, who is going to be here in New York and New Jersey. Good morning, Muriel.
Good morning. Finally.
Finally.
Getting up there.
We've been working on this one for quite some time.
Yeah. You know, I used to spend a lot of time in New York, and I'm just really looking forward to coming back. Snow and all, you know?
You know, today, you don't want to be here today or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to be much better by the time you come here for your house concert and CD release party. 114 East 31st Street. Tell us what's that? Uh-oh, this connection's kind of strange. There we go.
I realize I'm going to be coming to New Jersey and to Connecticut. And just at the last minute, I thought, you know, I just haven't seen my New York friends for a long time. Why don't I just put together a little house concert and celebrate the release of this double CD that lights up, you know, that I've been working on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend Jean said, it's a nice good-sized room, you can do this. And so just the last minute we put it together, and a lot of my musician friends are coming. It's going to be a good party.
Well,
you're welcome, too.
So now, can people come to this house party? What's a house party, Muriel?
Yeah,
tell everybody.
It's an open house party, and I put a link on my website. Usually people give a little donation to help with the refreshments and all, and there'll be drinks and refreshments there. And so that there's a link on the site, and you just if you go to murielanderson.com and click on concert, you can go there and make a reservation, and then that gives you the details.
That's a house concert, so essentially it's concert, but it actually happens in somebody's home. Boy, we're having a lot of static here. I'm wondering, are you moving around at all?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay.
I'll try to stand still.
Yeah, maybe that would be better, because we're getting an awful lot of gush.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. So 114 East 31st Street, and that's on January 9th in New York City from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And then you're going to be in New Haven, Connecticut on the 10th.
Yeah.
Right? And folks can call 203-623-6562 if they're interested in that gig. And then Triple Bill Guitar Music Concert on the 11th of January here in New Jersey.
Yes, with Patty Larkin and Bepi Gambetta. I'm really looking forward to that.
And that's at the Presbyterian Church of Chatham.
Yes, that's for the Sanctuary Concert Series.
Uh-huh. And so if you're interested in attending that, box office at sanctuaryconcerts.org. And the song that we were just playing, Prayer Without Ceasing, is one of your own compositions, right, Muriel?
Yeah, so that's the first time it's been played on the radio. Congratulations.
Oh, well.
This CD just came out, and I haven't sent it to radio except for you yet. You're the first.
No
that's
kidding.
Sent it to.
This is
a premiere.
Astounding. It's
your
work is always astounding, but did you just have a baby or something? What's going on here?
I feel like I did.
You guys, you have to actually see this packaging that Muriel has put together. Not only is the music incredible, and it's two CDs, but it's a picture of You know, radio sometimes just doesn't do it, Muriel, but I'm going to do my best. There's a picture of some lovely children and a starlit sky and a moon. And when you press the moon, the stars light up, as do the fireflies on the land. And then there's a shooting star. How does this work, Muriel? This is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I had the idea in 2005, and I actually filed a little provisional patent at that time. But, you know, I've been waiting for the music to be worthy of it. And so finally, when I put together this album, I said, this is the one. And I was having so much fun recording it. I ended up recording a double album, an album of music to go to sleep to and an album of music to wake up to.
Uh-huh.
And then I was able to put the fiber optics into the CD packaging. So it's the first time it's ever been done.
Oh, this is your idea?
Yes.
Wow.
So this is a historic release.
Well,
first
but it's
ever
lovely.
Fiber optics animated CD cover.
That's cool. That's really cool. Boy, I hope that some giant labels pick up on it and you make a gazillion dollars so you can keep doing what you're doing.
I'm just, you know, enjoying the reaction of people, you know, not only to the cover, but then to the music. You know, that piece that you just played, I actually never intended to play that for anyone. It was just a prayer I wrote on the guitar, you know, just have my guitar do a little prayer for me. And I improvised on it together with Phil Keggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then just after that, an orchestrator called me and said, we've got some extra time in the studio with the best orchestra in town, at the best studio in town. And I said, well, can you orchestrate this improv that we just did?
Yeah.
And he did the full orchestra part for that improv, which we recorded, and happened to be that day Beth Chapman and Kev Moe were in the studio recording with the same orchestra, and Beth wrote lyrics, and she was so taken by it, she wrote the entire lyrical line, which we included on the second side, the end of the second side. So there's the instrumental version you heard, and then there's the vocal version called Pray.
So wait a minute, I'm looking for that. Hold on. Oh, there it is. It's track number 16. Okay.
Yeah, so that was just an inspired moment on her part. She wrote these beautiful lyrics to that and counter melody.
Wow.
So the whole album just fell together like this, where just one thing fell after the other, and I was able to work with wonderful musicians all the way through.
And you actually have, except for a few tracks on Nightlight, Daylight, you have written most of these, most of this material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very inspiring material. I started writing it because my best friend had his first baby.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, what do you give a best friend's baby? So I said, well, I'll record an album of lullabies. So that whole Nightlight side, most of that was the pieces I composed for the new baby. And so they were really written with a lot of love. Them.
You can hear every bit of it, Muriel.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're hearing that.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with guitarist Muriel Anderson about her brand new album, Nightlight, Daylight. And according to Muriel, this is the first time this music has been on the radio, and we are very honored that that is the case. Muriel, you came to my attention because you sent me an album that you did with Tierra Negra, which knocked my socks off.
Oh, great.
You work with those guys a lot, right?
New World Flamenco, yes.
Uh-huh.
And Leo and Raji have become my best friends, and that's what I was just talking about, Leo's first baby.
Uh-huh. So, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're still touring a lot. We played in Germany recently, and they're coming and touring with me in California later this month.
When are you guys coming to New York? I'm going to start nagging you again.
we'll have to come to New York sometime.
You absolutely.
As soon as we're invited, we'll come.
Okay, fair enough. We'll have to work on that. And I just want to let you guys know one more time, Muriel is going to be here in the New York, New Jersey area the end of this week into the weekend. This coming Thursday, the 9th, she's going to be performing at a house concert and CD release party at 114 East 31st Street between Park and Lex, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And the best way to reserve for that, Muriel, is to go to your website, murielanderson.com, because it says I don't have a telephone number for the house concert and CD release party.
Yes, or you can email concert@murielanderson.com.
Okay, concert@murielanderson.com. Okay, in Connecticut, Friday, January 10th, in New Haven, at the River Street Gallery. And you can give those guys a call at 203-623-6562. That one will get you home early or to dinner late, 7 o'clock show. And Saturday here in New Jersey in Chatham, triple bill guitar music concert with Beppe Gambetta and Patty Larkin, 8 o'clock at the Sanctuary Concerts at Presbyterian Church of Chatham, New Jersey, and you can email boxoffice@sanctuaryconcerts.org. So you have two CDs on Nightlight, Daylight, and you chose to open Daylight with George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun.
That's right, it's an album of music to wake up to. I said, what would I most like to wake up to? It has to be Here Comes the Sun.
Well, I'd like to share it with the audience if you have a few more moments to hang around with us, Muriel, so
sure.
We can hear another track from Nightlight, Daylight. If you guys are interested in acquiring this, it is truly the most beautiful CD packaging I have ever seen and is guaranteed to charm and enthrall anybody that you share it with. Both the outside and the inside are of serious substance. And hear from Muriel Anderson, George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun, which I wish would happen here in New York.
yeah.
Thank you.
this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
And we're spending a little bit of quality time with guitarist Muriel Anderson, who's making a trek here to New York City to have a CD release concert or two. And you can attend them and get more information by logging on to MurielAnderson.com. You still there, Muriel?
Yes, and I should mention that if you're emailing me, it's concert@MurielAnderson.com. It's spelled M-U-R-I-E-L, Anderson, the regular way with an O.
Okay. Okay, and her website is MurielAnderson.com. I'm guessing when you go there, you can navigate to where you need to get to. And one of your songs appears in Woody Allen's film Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Yes, that was really fun. And after the film came out, I had sent them our New World Flamenco CD, and the music director said, well, if we'd had this CD, it would have been all over the album, all over the movie.
And you were like, oh, timing's everything.
Yeah, that's right. But thanks for mentioning that New World Flamenco CD, too. It reminded me of that.
Oh, that New World Flamenco CD is absolutely fantabulous, you guys. And I'm hoping, if you have a few, you can send us for the fun drive so that everybody knows that it's going to be waiting, because it is absolutely one of, I would say, you know, in the past 10 years, it's one of my top 100 that I've received. You know, just really, every track is just fantastic. Well, so Nightlight, Daylight, you said this took 3 years to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And are you working on something? Is it a bad question to ask you if you've got something else that you're working on?
Oh, yeah. I had so much fun in the studio that we have some other projects. One that I'm considering doing, well, I guess I shouldn't spill all the beans this early. Yes, I have another project in mind in the future.
That's all I'm getting, huh?
That's all I'm getting for now.
Well, I want to mention to everybody one more time, this coming Thursday, January 9th, in New York City, a house concert and CD release party, 114 East 31st Street. Email concert@MurielAnderson.com for more information. That's between Park and Lex, 7:30 to 9:30. And you say it's a donation that people need to make, right, Muriel, in order to attend?
And, you know, if they reserve online, they can make the donation right there up front.
And buy a CD.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy a CD. In New Haven, Connecticut on Friday at the River Street Gallery, 203-623-6562, and in Chatham, New Jersey on Saturday, January 11th. It's with Bepi Gambetta and Patty Larkin at 8 o'clock at the Sanctuary Concerts at the Presbyterian Church of Chatham, box office at sanctuaryconcerts.org. Tell us, Muriel, we were running out of time, but what's your artistic process like when you're writing some of these beautiful tunes?
Well, some of the real inspired ones write themselves. You know, I just get out of their way.
Explain that to everybody.
So sometimes they'll come in a dream. I'll wake up and I'll hear the music.
Really?
And then I just need to capture it. So it's a matter of, you know, kind of opening yourself as an artist in order to let the music come through like that and to develop yourself as an artist. So I'm interested, you know, fascinated in a lot of different styles, and so I've developed techniques in all different styles. And so if you can develop your tools and open your mind enough, the music starts to come out by itself.
Wow. So
and then some
3 o'clock
it takes
in the morning?
A lot of developing. You know, you work it and you adjust it this way and that way. So, you know, it's like clay. You manipulate it a little.
So do you get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning when the inspiration hits?
Sometimes,
yeah. Totally understandable. All right, I've got one more tune to take us out. The Looking Glass, another one written by you based on traditional lyrics. Can you set that one up for us, Muriel?
Yeah, that was one that I wrote for Leo's first baby.
Uh-huh.
So, and I always thought that the traditional lyrics, so it's my own melody and my own chord progression, to the lyrics that you'll recognize. But then at the end, I give the lyrics a twist so you can tell that it's really not materialistic. Really, it's all symbolic.
Okay. That's a lot for us to chew on. All right, you guys. Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L, Anderson.com. Check her out. Her music, everything I've ever received from her has, you know, been a keeper. So,
oh, I should mention the background vocals in this are by Mark Kilbin, the lead singer of Take Six, and he does the background vocals throughout.
Neat.
Fantastic job.
All right, then. Muriel, thank heaven we finally made this happen, and hopefully we'll make it happen again sometime in the near future.
Great. Delightful to talk to you.
All right. Have a great time coming to New York. Travel safely, and we hope that your CD release goes incredibly well. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, to take us out, we'll take another one from Miss Muriel Anderson here on Anything Goes.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. That mockingbird won't sing. Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring is brass, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass. A looking glass. In the looking glass. Ooh.